Welcome to Unapologetically Myself.
Oh my God, am I being too loud? Whatever, f*** it.
Oh yeah, we got this.
Are you guys ready?
I just want y'all to start living life. Just be yourself.
Let's do this, bitches.
Welcome back to Unapologetically Myself. I'm your host, Amanda Carluccio. Thanks for coming back. I know I haven't spoken to you guys in forever. It literally feels like forever. Because last month I didn't do a podcast, and I'm so sorry for that. Everything was going on. I went to Greece in August, so gonna talk about that, which it was absolutely beautiful. I went with my boyfriend, and we had a blast, except for the fact that I got extremely sick, and all the Greeks wanted to kill me because I threw up on the boat. So that was fun. So we took like a transfer. They call them transfers, the boats. And it was a transfer from Mykonos to Santorini. And I got so sick. At first, I thought it was from drinking because we had went out the night before and we met this amazing Irish couple, which, by the way, they can for sure put down a beer. And they kept buying us shots. And I thought I was sick and hungover from that night. But clearly, I wasn't because this prolonged for like 4 or 5 days. Because usually when I'm hungover, I'll throw up in the morning and then that'll be the end of it. This is now 3 p.m. and I'm like, something doesn't feel right. Okay. I'm on the boat. And of course the boat, motion sickness, here we go. I run to the back of the boat to the bathroom and there's 4 bathrooms. They're all occupied. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't get outside because it was enclosed. So I threw up in the corner and the poor, woman from Greece just looked at me and was like, these Americans. That's probably what she was thinking because I threw up all in the back of the boat and I felt so bad. It was disgusting. I was so embarrassed. I couldn't make it to the bathroom. I really tried, guys. And then I spent the entire time in this small little enclosed bathroom on the boat sweating bullets. Like I stripped down. I was completely naked in the bathroom and was just throwing up in the sink for the whole like 5 hours. And when I came back, my boyfriend's like, are you all right? I'm like, no, I threw up my entire life in the bathroom, dripping sweat. Like my butt was like shaking because the boat's going, like my butt was hitting the disgusting tile as I'm throwing up in the sink. And then the bathroom's right here. It was an awful experience. But other than that, Greece was great. I haven't been that sick in a while. The last time I was that sick was probably when I went to Paris. And I don't know why whenever I go somewhere, I always get sick. So last time I went away, which was Paris in November of like 2022 or 2023. It was 2022. Anyway, me and my 2 cousins, they're twins. Holla, I'm going to have them on soon. But we all got the flu, like as soon as we touched down in Paris and I went up the Eiffel Tower with 103 fever. And I'll never forget that. It was an awful trip because the flu lasts 2 weeks and we were in Paris for 2 weeks and I couldn't like taste a thing. So basically, maybe this is just a sign from God to just not go away. I should just stay home and stay put because being sick on vacation is 10 times worse than being sick when you're home. Other than that, Greece was absolutely beautiful. So like the first 3 days that I had that were really good, we had an amazing time. I highly recommend going to Namos. It's this basically like just this beach, and on the beach they have these little like cabanas and then you can rent a cabana out, and everyone there is beautiful. Like I don't know what it is. It's just like a different, obviously it's a different culture, but everyone there is gorgeous. Everyone looks like they have mega bucks. You're just like, oh, this is nice. I like this. And it was so much fun. So definitely 10 out of 10 without getting sick. 10 out of 10 recommend without getting sick. I loved Mykonos. I know people like have a preconception of Mykonos and oh, it's like touristy and all this other stuff, but I loved it. Like we had so much fun. It was beautiful. I loved the beaches. The beaches were absolutely gorgeous. The water was beautiful. I mean, and then Santorini was, of course, beautiful, right? Santorini, all the white architecture is absolutely out of this world. So if you definitely have Greece on your bucket list, you better go. You better go because you're not going to regret it. Just, you know, bring some vitamin C because you don't want to get sick. Halloween is coming up. I love Halloween. I can't wait. I am being something with my boyfriend. And also, this is funny because my entire life have always wanted to do like a couple's costume, but I've never had a boyfriend like during Halloween. Well, I have, but they just have never wanted to do like a couple's costume with me. And even though I'm 35, I'm like, babe, please. Like, that's all I've ever wanted is somebody to do a couple's costume with me. Okay. So ladies, don't ever give up. If you want that in life, don't give up. You should have it because you deserve to have a couple of Halloween costume. I think everyone does. Okay. That's my dream. And I don't care. You can call me too old. You're too old to do that, Amanda. Well, you know what? I don't care. I never had it. And this year I'm doing it and I'm super excited. I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to follow me and my on my Instagram to see what we are because I'm definitely going to post it. I think it's a good one. I haven't seen too many couples do this. So it's kind of exciting. I have a wig. That's a hint, hint. And it's a blonde wig. So that's one thing. So you can let me know what you think I'm being, but definitely stay tuned for those pictures because they're going to be good. So let's get into social media and what I wanted to talk about because I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. I get a lot of DMs from some of you guys saying like, how did you get into social media? How did you start? I really want to start, but I'm afraid. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to start. If you are thinking about starting social media, just do it. Just start. Block out all the negativity and just do it because I can promise you a year or 2 years from now, if you don't start it, you're going to regret it. So I knew I always wanted to be like a content creator. I knew I wanted to be an influencer. I saw others doing it and I was like, wow, this is awesome. That seems like so much fun to be doing something you love and then getting paid for. But not only getting paid for it, like it's the whole like passion of doing something you love. I don't know. I just always wanted to make people laugh. That was like my thing. I loved making people laugh. And it's funny because my dad is the same way. He loves to make people laugh. He's the center of attention when it comes to us getting together. We get the family together. Everyone laughs. Everyone has fun. He just is a ball of energy and you don't want to leave the room. You know those people when you're in their presence, like you don't want to leave the room. You're like, this is where I need to be. This is my people. He's that person. And I want to be that person too. I wanted to bring that to people and bring it on screen. So I always knew I wanted to get into social media. So I was like, all right, what am I going to do? What am I good at? At the time, I was good at dancing. You know, I've danced my whole life. I was 3 years old since I started dancing. And then I went to Towson University on the dance team and I was captain my senior year. So dance is my life. It was my life. That's literally all I did. It's eat, sleep, and dance, eat, sleep, and dance. TikTok was primarily a dance platform, right? So at the time in 2020, I was still teaching dance at the dance studio that I was teaching at and actually that I've been going to since I was 3 years old, Summit School of Dance. And I was teaching there and I would ask my students, like, I'm like, who are teaching these dances on TikTok? Like, I see all these girls like doing the dance, you know, like, remember this was big, like the dolphin. And like, they would do all these dances and stuff. And I'm like, who's teaching them? Like, I don't understand. I need an 8 count. Like, I'm a dancer. How come no one's teaching these? And they were like, no, you just look at the girl and you learn it. And I'm like, what? So then I had the idea. I was like, let me teach them on TikTok, like, let me try that. So during 2020, I was still living with my parents and I had started teaching the dance. I would teach the TikTok dances to an 8 count. It would be like me like, hey guys, we're going to learn this dance from so-and-so singer. And then I would literally do the 8 count, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So once I did that, the first one I did like went super viral. It hit like 1.2 million. And to me, that was like crazy. Because I was doing little videos that would get like 50 views, 60 views. Once the one hit like 1.2 million, I think it was an Ariana Grande song. I don't remember, but it hit 1.2 million. I went from like 10 followers to between 50 to 100,000 followers in like 3 days. And I was like, oh my God, I have something here. Let me try to learn more. Like, this is cool. This is fun. I love to dance. And I don't know, I want to help people. I want to help the dancers out there. Then I started to get positive feedback. So then I kept doing it. So I would post the dance video of me doing the dance with the music. Then the next one would be the dance tutorial. So I started doing that for a year. And then I think I got around 200,000 on TikTok. And then I was kind of like, okay, I don't know, like, I'm getting kind of older. I don't know if I want to continue doing dances. TikTok and Instagram is always changing. So you have to kind of set yourself apart from others. You know, you always have to figure something else out. Something's working now. It might not work in 2 years. So I decided to do a prank with my dad. And that is the one that brought me into the comedic niche. And that is the one where my dad was sleeping and there was a trend going around where you can tell someone that's in a dead sleep, wake them up and tell them, we gotta go, right? And I did that with my dad. He was in a dead sleep. I got my mom in on it and we woke him up and we're like, they just texted us. We gotta go. They just texted us. Come on. And my dad was known as the where father. So that's when it all started. That one hit 23 million and it skyrocketed my my TikTok from 200,000 followers to almost 600,000, something crazy like that. I mean, it was crazy. I think at first it jumped to 300,000 and then I kept bringing my family in and it just kept growing. And that's when I realized I have something here and I love what I'm doing. I love the bond I have with my family. And it was just fun at the time. Then we signed on with an agent. Content creation was still kind of new then. Now it's this whole big universe and you kind of learn as you go, right? Like I was not an expert. I'm still not an expert, but I wanted to give you some tips and tricks I've learned throughout the years. I'll tell you one thing, like content creation is so much work. It's way more involved than my 9-to-5. It is a full-time business. I'm constantly working. This is a Sunday, okay? I'm working after this, after I film this, I'm going to go to my parents to film 2 campaigns that are due on a Monday. And then I go home and edit. And I'll edit till 3 a.m. in the morning and to get up at 6 to go to my 9-to-5. I still have my 9-to-5. And I know some people are like, well, why, Amanda? I thought content creation's your full-time job. I hope to one day it will be. For right now, the money is inconsistent. I'm not going to lie to you. Some months are amazing. You're like, I could do this for the rest of my life. And some months are not. That's just the reality of it. I cannot have inconsistency when it comes to income because I have to pay for my rent. So I still have my 9-to-5, but I also do content creation on the side. And the thing that really pushes me to do this is not the money. Yes, of course, the money is great. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for the platform that I've created. But what's most important is that I'm making people laugh and at such a good feeling because I've always wanted to do that, whether it be on a TV show, but I almost kind of created my own little TV show with the Carluccios and my dad and my mom. And I just can't think of anything better than this. Like I'm literally living my dream, going to my parents, videoing us like on Sundays, on the weekends, and then going home and editing. I laugh my ass off and I feel like the world just needs more laughter, especially today. Laughter, I swear, is the key to living long. If you don't have laughter in your life, it's just a sad life. So what really keeps me going is I'll get DMs of people who are like, I suffer from depression and I just want to thank you so much for making me laugh because I haven't laughed this hard in years, some of them had said, months to years. And then that's what makes me really push to continue to do what I'm doing because it's making a difference. And there's some DMs that I have gotten that literally make me cry because I understand depression. I have been depressed before. I do get panic attacks as well, but coming from somebody who knows what depression's like, it's not something you can snap out of. So when I see somebody who's suffering with that as well, I know where they're coming from and I know what a deep, dark place you can be in. And just a silly video on TikTok and Instagram can change your entire mood, which is crazy, but it's also amazing. Like, I think the internet is amazing that it can do that. When someone comes to me in a DM and says something like that, that makes me realize, wow, I'm not just doing this just to do it. Because there's been plenty of times where like, I'll be like, why am I doing this? Like, ugh, like this is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. It's a full-time job. I mean, you're basically an entrepreneur. You're working for yourself. You work from 6 a.m. to almost 3 a.m. some days, you know? And you'll sit there and be like, why am I doing this again? Oh, that's right. Because you're making a difference. You're making somebody who usually suffers from depression laugh. I'm just going to give you some tips. The first tip, and the most important, is if you want to do content creation and you believe in yourself, do it. Girl, do it. Boy, do it. The time is now, and I don't care how old you are. Age does not matter. If you want to be a content creator, start. And the tips that I have for you today. One, first and foremost, be consistent. So you can sit here and say, okay, Amanda, I'm going to do it. Okay, well, how many times are you posting? When you're first starting out, yes, it's a lot to post every day. I get that, especially if you have your 9 to 5. And it really depends on your audience. For me, I post every day, sometimes twice a day on TikTok. Sometimes I don't post at all on Sundays because, you know, the Lord's Day. But no, because I just need a day of content creation and editing, so I don't really post on Sundays. You know, you have to see what works for you and your followers. Just be consistent, though. If you're going to post 3 times a week, post 3 times a week. If you're posting every day, post every day. Be consistent with it and don't give up. There are going to be plenty of times where you're going to want to give up. Don't do it. Stick with it. You got this. I believe in you, and you should believe in yourself, too. The second tip I have is stay authentic. Stay authentic to yourself and your brand. And what that means is basically be yourself. Let your personality shine out. Just be you, you know. Don't be afraid to say what's on your mind. I mean, most of the time, people who say what's on their mind, like, they have a big following because they're like, wow, that girl's ballsy or that boy's ballsy for saying what he just said. Like, I mean, look at Howard Stern. That man doesn't give a F about what people think, right? And he's got his own show. I mean, who's another person that's just like flat out there and you just love her for her? I mean, so many people, you know, like, you got to just be yourself, be authentic, stay true to yourself. And the thing is that people can often tell when you're not. When you do brand deals and you are selling something to your followers and it's not something that you use, people can often tell. I mean, there's been plenty of times where I've said no. I actually just recently said no to a brand deal because I was like, one, I don't use it, and two, it's not going to resonate with my followers. I can't sit here in front of a camera and say, guys, I use this product daily. Do-do-do-do-do. Like, no, I don't. I mean, you're going to tell. My followers are going to tell, and I would never do that. I want to speak to my followers as if they're my best friends. Like, look, I don't use this, guys, and neither should you. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I use this because I'm getting a paycheck. They did offer me money for it, and it wasn't cheap. It was a good brand deal, but it's not something that I want to portray to my followers. So I said no. And that's something you have to do too, because you don't want your followers to just look at you and be like, oh, well, this girl's fake. No one gets anything out of that, you know? So stay authentic. My number three is engage, okay? So not only engage with your followers, right? Once you post something, don't just post it and ghost. We don't like a ghoster, you know? Don't do that, okay? Engage with your followers. Listen to them. Read their comments. Follow up with them. Even follow up with a DM. It matters if you take that extra step and reach out to them. I remember I posted something recently. It was a story, and a follower like commented something and she didn't agree with what I said. And I actually took the time to message her, and she was like, oh, thanks for clearing that up. I didn't realize, you know, I appreciate you and love your stuff. And I said, no, I appreciate you too. I didn't want you to get the wrong impression. People remember that. And as long as you're genuine and you follow up, engage, but not only engage with your followers, engage with other influencers in your niche. And not only in your niche, it could be, I engage with people that are in fashion. When you start this and you get to go to events and stuff, they do have all different kinds of influencers there. They'll have fashion influencers, food bloggers, comedic skit influencers, you name it. And you start to become friends with them. And it's cool. I mean, everyone's just trying to do the best they can. And for the most part, a lot of them are super nice. I have met some, you know, not so nice ones. Those I shall not name. But I mean, hey, like, just engage. You know, you want to make this your career. It's just like networking as you would at a corporate networking event. You know, network, get your name out there, you know, meet new people. This way you can collab with them one day and it's awesome. It's fun. But enjoy doing it. Because if you don't enjoy doing it, then that's something that, hey, maybe this career isn't for me. So definitely engage. That's my number three. Number four. And this I feel like is very important because it's very important. Number four, don't be perfect. So now When I first started, I needed everything to be perfect. I like curled my eyelashes so. I needed to look so hot on camera. I'm like, I need to look good. I don't want to have a bad angle. Like my hair's got to be just so. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is not authentic. That's not your true self. You'll notice for the most part, influencers who do this really well, they're not perfect. And you almost feel connected to them because you're like, oh my God, influencers, they're just like me. It's just like when you see a movie star picking their nose. Oh my God, movie stars are just like me. You feel this kind of like connection to them. Like, oh my God, they are human, they're imperfect, and I love that. Notice 9 out of 10 times the stuff that's imperfect sometimes goes viral instead of the stuff that you've spent hours creating and in shot and CapCut. It just doesn't work, right? I mean, an influencer that does this really, really well is Alex Earle. There's been multiple times where she has spelled stuff incorrectly. And then what she'll do is she'll actually call herself out. She's like, oh my God, I did this whole big thing and I spelled this wrong. And like people will be like, oh, don't worry, I did this the other day, or like I can relate to this. Like if you can relate in some way to a mega huge influencer, it's kind of cool and people love that. So don't be perfect. Don't worry about if something's not edited to perfection. Like it's your brand. So just throw it out there. Like 9 out of 10 times the imperfect edit is actually the perfect one. So the last one I want to talk about, find your niche. I think everyone has their own specific niche and I think it's important to find it. And it's okay if it changes. When I first started out, like I told you, I started doing the dances. So I had a very dance specific niche of dancers and dance teachers that would follow me. It wasn't until I incorporated my comedic skits with my family that my niche kind of turned to comedic family lifestyle skits. And that's now my niche. And it is important because I'll notice too, when I start putting some fashion content out there, I lose followers and people are less engaged. And I get it. I'm not a fashion platform at all, by all means. But, you know, I do like a little cute outfit and sometimes I want to show you guys. So there, it's hard, though, because it's one thing on like what you want to do and bring to your followers. And another thing is how they receive it. Because a lot of them will say, well, what is this? Where's your family? And I'm like, well, I'm just trying to get you to know me a little better, guys. But you know what? That's what this podcast is for. If you want to learn about me and get to know me better, you can listen here. And that's okay. Unapologetically Myself podcast is more of just me, and that's okay. Whereas my platform of Amanda Carluccio with my family is more comedic skits. And then I know I have to push out that content because I know that's what my followers are looking for. I think another big thing is negative comments. Please don't let negative comments get you down. They used to get me down. I used to read all of them and I'm like, oh my God, that's not me. That's not what I'm thinking. The older I get, I'm like, no, screw them. They're not doing what I'm doing. They're not making people laugh. They don't know me. If you truly know my heart and you've been following me for a while, you know what I'm about. You know what my family's about, and you're not going to respond negatively. What I have to say about negative comments, those people are nothing. They mean nothing because look at it. You right now listening to this, right, or watching, you're not going to go on somebody's platform, okay, anonymously or not, and say, this is trash, blah, 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 and write all these negative, mean, nasty comments. You're not going to do that, right? Because you're normal, because your parents raised you right, or your guardian raised you right, right? You're not going to say anything mean, because if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, right? So these people who are hiding behind a computer, these trolls per se, they're assholes. And they have nothing better to do, and they weren't raised right, and they're simply assholes. So please block out the assholes. Block out the negativity. Block them out, girl or boy, because they're not going where you're going. Also, anyone who's at top, okay, so for instance, anyone who is like a multi-millionaire, billionaire singer is not going to make fun of this little tiny singer that's just starting out. They would never. They'd encourage them to do it because at one point, that huge multi-million dollar singer was in the same shoes as them. No million dollar TV producer or actress or actor is going to tell somebody that wants to be an actor and actress to not do it. They're just not. because they were at that stage at one point. So anyone above you is not going to push you down or put you down. It's all the people who are below you that do the negative comments, that almost in a way, like, we should just pray for them because they have something going on in their life that they have to be so rude and mean to you to leave a nasty comment. So forget them. That is what I have to say. Forget them. Forget the negative comments. And I know it's hard, okay? But don't even read them. Just laugh. And you'll get to that point. You'll get to that point, especially in content creation. I've gotten so many rude DMs. Like mean, nasty, rude DMs. And not just of me, of like my mom specifically. Because if you follow us, you know my mom is a harsh Italian, but she says it like it is. And that's her personality. And we love her for that. And she's actually the most genuine person I know. I know I've said this before. But people have DM'd me and have said nasty stuff about my mom that I wouldn't even tell her because it's that mean. But I just block it. And you can block them. Guys, the block on Instagram and TikTok are so simple to use. Use them. You don't want to have negativity in your life. I've also been trying to get my YouTube up. I'm definitely not a expert when it comes to that. I have 75,000 followers and I'm super excited. I hope I hit 100,000 so I could get that little silver plaque. But what I've learned on YouTube is just like very much consistency. I post a short every day and then I'll probably post at least 2 to 3 standard videos a month. And that has helped me grow a lot. So definitely consistency on YouTube. And you know what? Make sure you tie in like your YouTube with your podcast, with Instagram and TikTok. And then once you hit a certain amount of followers on YouTube, I think it's 1,000, you can apply to get paid. Same on TikTok as well. Once you hit 10,000, you can apply to the TikTok creator program. And there are a certain amount of views that you need for that and a certain amount of qualifications. But definitely Google that and it will tell you what exactly it is, because I'm not 100% sure on what it is. But maybe I'll do a video more in depth if you're interested. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Those are my top 5 tips and tricks if you want to start content creation. But definitely DM me if you have any more questions. My DMs are always open, especially on the Unapologetically Myself podcast. I'll definitely answer that. But yeah, so without further ado, let's get into the thoughts from the loft. I have 2 of them, okay? The first one is, I want to put you on to Morgan Jay. Now, if you don't know who Morgan Jay is, he is a comedian and he's taking the comedy into a whole different light. He doesn't just go up on stage and talk like most comedians do. He has a little bit of a prop. And what I mean by that, it's not like a physical prop. It's his microphone, okay? He does a lot of crowd work, right? And he uses the microphone on auto-tune. And he does crowd work and he's hilarious. So definitely check him out. I want to put you on to him because I think he's like the next big thing, because he's done something that most comedians don't do. And it's using this prop when it comes to comedy. And I absolutely love it. I love him. I think he's hilarious. And he's Italian too. So we love that. You can find him on YouTube too. But Morgan Jay, we love you. Yeah, I can't sing, but with auto-tune, I can. I think we all can with auto-tune. But he's hilarious. Definitely check him out. If you know, you know. He also does like crowd work and he makes everyone sing. He'll be like, can I get a ha, 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 or a LMFAO, or a ja, 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 if you're Spanish. Anyway, that's my first thought. My second thought is, as I get older, I really appreciate the fall more than anything. I like it the most out of all the seasons. I just love a pumpkin spice latte, putting on my leggings with like the platform Uggs and just being cutesy, okay? And demure, demure. So I can't even say that word. Like, I'm not Gen Z. Demure, demure, demure. Demure. Is that it? Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, I love fall, okay? I love it more than summer. Hear me out. I love the clothes. I love the boots. I'm actually wearing a little fall outfit now. I love that it's not too cold and it's not too hot, so you can wear a little light jacket with some cute boots. You can go and get cozy. You can go get apple cider. I just love it. I love everything about it. Hear me out. Fall is it, okay? And we love fall. Reach out to me. Let me know what you guys want to hear or talk about for the next episode. And thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Make sure to subscribe and like on YouTube or subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for watching, guys. I love you, and I will see you next month. Bye. Mwah.